Welcome to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Dr. Davis has been teaching the prophetic message of the Old Testament prophet Daniel. In today's broadcast of Truth Matters, she emphasizes the importance of preparing for the coming of Jesus and getting your life right with God while there is time. Here's Dr. Davis, the coming of Christ and his millennial reign on earth.
And Malachi 4:1, for behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, and all the proud, yes, all who do wickedly will be stubble. And the day which is coming shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, that will leave them neither root nor branches. The millennial kingdom will last 1,000 years, and that will be a period of mandatory righteousness where the earth will be regenerated. In Psalm 72:11, yes, all kings shall fall down before him, all nations shall serve him, where mandatory righteousness will occur, and this will be Jesus' kingdom. Will there be no free will in his subjects, only hope for everlasting peace? And this is an important point that I've missed a large part of my life and learned this in a study recently, is that after the rapture, there will be no second chance for those who have heard the word of God and rejected Christ. And this is a very important point because I think a lot of people are banking that when the rapture comes, then I'll believe that it's real and then I'll get saved during the tribulation. But in 2 Thessalonians 2:9-10, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusions that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. And that's really speaking to us now. We know that we're on the eve of the end of the age, and there are a number of sinners that have turned a deaf ear to the word of God and have turned a deaf ear to the truth. But a backup plan to survive the rapture and get saved at that point is not going to be possible, because here we see in the word that those of us that are left behind that do not believe and take pleasure in unrighteousness will be turned over to strong delusions and that we will believe a lie. Now is the time to get saved before the rapture. We need to take advantage of it now, as this is the time for the Gentiles to come to Christ. And in the end of chapter 2, verses 46 through 49, then King Nebuchadnezzar fell on his face, prostrate before Daniel, and commanded that they should present an offering, an incense, to him. The king answered Daniel and said, truly, your God is the God of gods, the Lord of kings, and a revealer of secrets, since you could reveal this secret. Then the king promoted Daniel and gave him many great gifts, and he made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and chief administrator over all the wise men of Babylon. Also, Daniel petitioned the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king. We see when there is obedience, when a man purposes in his heart not to defile God, God rewards him. And we see that Nebuchadnezzar also had his first encounter with a true God. He says with his mouth, truly your God is the God of gods, the Lord of kings, and a revealer of secrets, since you could reveal the secret. So he perceives within his mind on some level that God is the God of gods, but we'll see throughout the chapter whether this is a shallow commitment or a deep commitment and whether his commitment to God lasts. But nevertheless, he promoted Daniel and gave him many great gifts, but Daniel was made ruler over the whole province of Babylon. And this is God's remnant in which he's working, even within captivity, to take care of his people, that a Jew who is held captive in Babylon is promoted to be the ruler of the province. So because of that favor, he then petitions Nebuchadnezzar for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to be put over the affairs of Babylon. Furthermore, ensuring that God's plans will go forth and that the Jews will be cared for through captivity so that they can return to their home.
The prophetic clock in Daniel's prophecies is ticking away as we witness what could be the final days of the modern church and the beginning of the end, a time of great peril and opportunity as Israel and the nations face the judgment of God and the realization of who Jesus is, and the reality that there is a real devil that shall control the Antichrist and the false prophet during the final days. If God has been working in your life and you're not sure what he's doing, Dr. Davis would like to help. You can reach her by email at CherylDavis@ProjectTruthMatters.com or connect with her on Facebook at Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Or you can write to her at The Truth Project, P.O. Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. Truth Matters is a production of The Truth Project.